We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
New stats from the Orange County Sheriff's Department shows that since California officially became a sanctuary state, that was back in 2017, the number of repeat crimes committed by illegal immigrants who had been scheduled to be deported has jumped considerably. Now, the sheriff says that he should be allowed to work with ICE agents on the most dangerous illegal immigrants, but his hands, he says, are tied.
Sheriff Barnes joins us here on In Depth. So, Sheriff, when we say the number of repeat offenders jumped, what kind of jump are we talking about?
Well, what we saw in 2018 was 173 new offenses that were returned back to Orange County Jail. And in 2019, of the 1,507 inmates that ICE had detainers on, 492 were turned over to them pursuant to SB 54 and the restrictions that that law has upon the Sheriff's Department. But of the 1,015 that remained, 238 new individuals rearrested and brought back to Orange County Jail on some pretty serious offenses, robbery, rape, child molestation, drug offenses, and DUI, among others.
How does that compare, though? Mike and I were talking before you came on to join us. How does that compare with people in Orange County who are not illegal immigrants?
Well, I think that people are trying to draw a distinction between the two. And so when you look at recidivism, 238 would really not have a really large impact on crime overall, other than these are 238 new offenders that should have never occurred in the first place. If they had been allowed to be turned over to ICE and processed for deportation proceedings, these are 238 violations that could have been completely avoided. Now, if you're one of the victims of any of these crimes, rape, child molestation, robbery, DUI, I think if you're one of those children that were abused, you would argue that that was a pretty significant event in their lives and could have been completely avoided if they had been held accountable.
There are crimes where you do have to turn over, the worst, the most egregious crimes. Yes, and those are the people that were turned over to ICE immediately who had the retainers on them.
Yes, I think there's another distinction here that people sometimes confuse. ICE does not place detainers on everybody within our custody who might be here who are undocumented. In the last year that we can measure, and that would be 2017, our inmate population was mostly 1 in 10 were undocumented, 9.5%. ICE put detainers on about 10% of that population. They don't want everybody who's here. They want to isolate, identify those who are the most serious offenders, and they put ICE detainers on those individuals. My job is take immigration out of this. I have an obligation to protect everybody in the community, and that includes people who are undocumented as well. But when you look at what SB 54 did, it did several things. But one thing it did do was have a chilling effect among the immigrant communities in which oftentimes these offenders reside. So we want to make sure that we treat everybody fairly and equally. We do not do any immigration enforcement at the street level, have not and never will. But if there's somebody who is a serious offender and needs to be turned over for processing, just like happens in every other country on this planet, if you do any of these crimes in Germany or Africa or anywhere else, any place, they send you back to America after you serve your time there. They don't let you remain.
So how would you change the state law then?
I think that the law works well if it didn't restrict the ability to communicate. These people are here. They prey upon the communities which they reside. I would like to see SB 54 relinquish those the provisions within the law to allow those who want to communicate and transition these people over to the custody of ICE to let them be processed as they wish, rather than return to the communities they prey upon. And as we're seeing here, re-violate. And creating new victims. I think that's completely avoidable if ICE is allowed to do their job.
Most of the statewide studies have shown not too much change in crime rates. Maybe you just had a bad year, or does it just not matter because there's 200 people who are back in jail who, to your point, shouldn't be here in the first place?
Well, first, the 238 that came back to Orange County Jail, these are the only ones I can count that come back to my custody. This is not taking into consideration those who might have been arrested by a municipal police agency and not return to county jail, those that might be released on citation for some other violations, or those that might have committed crime in another county's jurisdiction. It's only those that I can count that come back into my custody in the jail. But I don't disagree that that number, comparatively to aggregated crime, is not going to have a blip on the radar, other than if you're one of the victims of these 238 crimes that is completely avoidable.
Orange County Sheriff John Barnes.